Welcome to the Buckaroo Marketing New Media Podcast, your resource for B2B marketing for manufacturing and related industries. You create unrivaled products and services. We tell your story. Now, on to the show.
Good morning and welcome to Buckaroo TV. My name is Deb Daly and I'm the co-founder of Buckaroo Marketing New Media. And today I have a very special guest, Jeff Rabbi, who is the CEO of Lodiga Process Technology USA. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Deb. How are you today?
I'm good. So why don't we start off and tell me a little bit about your background?
Sure. I'm a lifelong resident of Northern Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Education-wise, I have a BS in Business Administration from Northern Kentucky University. And after that, went on to receive an MBA from Xavier University. I started my career with a company called Littleford, and this was in Florence, Kentucky. And Littleford actually was the North American licensee of Lodiga Process Technology in Germany. I started with Littleford in customer service and was there for about 5 years, then moved into field sales in various Midwestern territories. Mm-hmm. After that, I left Littleford for about 8 years and went with a size reduction equipment company, and then back to Littleford. At that time, I went into Asian Pacific sales for Littleford for until the bankruptcy. During that time, I traveled throughout Asia promoting Littleford and developing the Asian market for the company. During the time at Littleford, I was always based at the home office, and so I was able to understand all the aspects of the business about how the machines were manufactured, the marketing, the sales, the replacement parts, total aspects of the company. So after the bankruptcy, I joined Lodiga Process Technology in 2017 as a CEO. And it was basically a perfect fit because I had all this experience with the Lodiga technology, with Littleford being their licensee here in North America. Mm-hmm. And since 2017, our business here at Lodiga has grown every year. Even with the COVID, our business is very good.
That's great. That's terrific. Not something that necessarily always happens. Now, you mentioned that you worked in the Asian market. Tell me a little bit about where you traveled.
Well, most of my Asian travels were in China and India. However, I did make other trips depending on the activity, whether it be Malaysia, Vietnam. I had an installed machine in Vietnam and some other Asian countries, Singapore, Japan as well.
Okay. Interesting. A little bit of a different culture there.
Yes, it was. It was a difficult too, selling into the Asian markets, but we did have some successes.
Okay. What do you attribute those successes to?
Well, basically it was finding the right people to represent the company and having those people deal with the proper contacts with the Asian companies.
Sure.
Specifically in China, it was very difficult because you have multinational companies that have home offices here in the U.S., and they were much easier to deal with. But the state-owned companies in China, unless you had a good contact that could deal with the state-owned companies, it was very difficult to deal with them.
Sure. Hard to get into the door.
Yes, exactly.
Sure, that makes sense. Well, why don't you tell me about what Lodiga Process Technology does?
Yeah, I'll talk a little bit about the home office in Germany. The German name is Gebrüder Lodiga Maschinenbau, and the company was established in the late 40s. We also call it Lodiga Process Technology. Located in Paderborn in the western part of Germany. And Lodiga was the inventor and is the inventor of the plow mixer. It's called plowshare technology. And the plow mixer is used in a lot of different applications and processes. But it's basically based upon an engineering principle called the Frau number. So the mixer is designed based upon scientific principles. It's a horizontal machine, and it's a very efficient machine. I would call it the Cadillac of the industry, and it has been for many, many years and still is today. Lodiga in Germany, they have about 300 employees, and they have a complete engineering department, technical department, sales staff, customer service. They have manufacturing. They actually have two manufacturing plants there on site in Paderborn. And they just, their technical expertise surpasses anybody here in the U.S. Lodiga has a global organization. They have joint ventures in India and a joint venture in China, a licensee in Japan, Brazil, sales subsidiaries here in the U.S., and that's us, also in Spain and France. Then throughout the world, Lodiga has sales reps. Who represent them in various countries throughout the globe. Lodiga is a very interesting company. They get involved with a lot of different processes and industries. Some of the processes are basic mixing, and that's simply just putting powders together, adding liquids to powders, and achieving a very good uniform homogeneous mix. Lodiga also provides machines to coat. One example would be just adding a liquid onto a powder and encapsulating that powder. Something that you would be familiar with would be maybe a baby formula, and that would be produced in a Lodiga mixer, and that's just coating that powder with a lecithin. We also get involved with granulation. Granulation's used a tremendous amount in the pharmaceutical industry, where you're adding a liquid to powders and creating from a small particle, a much larger particle. And when that particle is rounded and it's rolled into a tablet press and the pills are pressed out from this granulation. The machine itself is so efficient, it lends itself to other applications. We provide machines for vacuum drying. And that's simply under vacuum, removing moisture, water, or solvent from slurries or pastes. It's a very efficient machine that way. And we also build pressure vessels, reactors. And these units are used for thermal processing or any applications that require medium or high pressure. The industries we deal with, we get involved with the food, the pharmaceutical, chemicals, minerals, the environmental industry, building materials, and also plastics. So our applications are very diverse. The processes are very diverse. And that brings us to our company here in the U.S., Lodiga Process Technology. We were established in 2016 and basically is the North American support office for the Lodiga customer base here in the U.S. and also Canada. We provide replacement parts from this office to this customer base. We also provide field service. We have a field technician who travels throughout the U.S. and Canada to do any repair work or provide any consultation assistance in the field. We also provide new machines from this office, as we have four manufacturers rep companies that represent us here in the U.S., and adding the people in those organizations, we have about 18 field people who represent Lodiga U.S.
Okay.
So we also, as a side part of our business, we provide the same recommended spares and also field service for the Littleford customer base here in North America. And we have done that successfully, giving our customers, these Littleford customers, another vendor, another alternative in helping them with their equipment, mainly because we are former Littleford employees and we have all this experience with their machines. And again, our business has grown every year since our inception in 2016.
Okay. Now you mentioned that you're into the North American base. Do you get into Canada and Mexico?
We do get into both Canada. Canada is a good market for our equipment. It has a good installed base for our equipment. We do have some installations in Mexico. However, it's only as needed in Mexico. It's a little different traveling in Mexico now.
Yeah. Yeah. Not quite as, yeah.
Stable.
Yeah. Not as stable as it has been in the past. Yeah, that's true. Tell me about the everyday types of products or, you know, you mentioned different industries between slurries and paste and pharmaceutical, you know, as a consumer, what types of things am I going to run into that I would be familiar with where the PlowShare technology is used?
Yeah, just some of the products that you would be familiar with. If you take nutraceuticals, these are made on a loading machine, PlowShare machine. Currently working with a company that also, with COVID, they provide additives for making the sanitation products. All that's made on a loading machine, many machines. Another example would be on your house. If you have vinyl siding on your house, this is made in a vertical machine provided by a company that Lodiga purchased, Pattenmeyer. So a lot of products, if you just walk through the store, grocery store and hardware store, a lot of products that are on the shelves are made with PlowShare technology, even adhesives, caulking compounds, paste, pigmented grouts for your floor tile, floor leveling tile. That's all made with Lodiga technology.
Interesting. Now you mentioned the nutraceuticals. Are we talking vitamins, like protein supplement powders?
The whole gamut, the whole line.
Okay.
Can be made with any type of powder processing or adding liquids to powders, and that would encompass nutraceuticals and protein powders, those types of products.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a huge market.
Yes, it is.
That is a huge market, especially as we become more health conscientious and, you know, eating more naturally and organic and all of that.
Exactly.
That's huge. Interesting. So when someone comes to you and they have an issue, a problem, tell me a little bit about, you know, what problems they might be encountering and how you can help them solve that.
Yeah, just give you one example. I was visited a company a while back ago, and they were using an old loading machine, and they were adding liquids onto powders for a sweetener type product, and they were getting buildup inside of their machine, and it was causing a little bit of processing problems. So I asked to look at the machine, which I did, and immediately saw that the way that they were adding their liquids onto the powder was not the most efficient way, the most efficient or most effective way. So at that time, it was very simple. I made some suggestions to them that could be easily changed, easily modified, and it would make their process work much, much better, eliminate the buildup that was forming on the mixer drum, and just simply by looking at their machine, being there in person, I was able to assist them to make the machine work efficiently. And this machine was installed back in the 60s.
Interesting. Now, you know, I'm not an expert, obviously, in this industry. So, you know, if you have a buildup, what kind of problem is that creating? Is there a loss of product, or explain to me a little bit about that?
Yeah, when you have a buildup on the mixer drum, you could run into problems with wear of the mixing tools rubbing against the material. You also, what happens if it's a thermal process, you affect the actual heat transfer from the outside of the walls that are heated, and that affects the actual heat transfer if you're drying, trying to remove moisture out of a product. So buildup can affect that way. Sometimes what happens is a buildup might fall back into the product when you're discharging. So you might have agglomerations form from that cake falling from the sides of the walls. So it's always best to try to eliminate that as much as possible. And it's usually a simple fix.
Okay. Interesting. Did not know that. And definitely, you know, I'll walk through the, you know, hardware store with a whole different view in mind, knowing that, oh, that probably came from here and there, and all those different things that you help in the manufacturing process.
Yeah, I see our customers' products in the hardware store and in the local Kroger's all the time.
Huh. So what types of products do you see at Kroger's, out of curiosity?
Well, there'd be drink mixes, gravy mixes, things like that.
Okay. Yep. I think I used some of those for Thanksgiving dinner.
Had seasonings.
That's funny. So you explained to me your association to Littleford, but I remember Wellex. Can you explain that?
Yeah, it goes back to a company called Pappenmeyer, which is a German company. And Pappenmeyer manufactured vertical mixers used in the plastics industry. Lodiga purchased Pappenmeyer, I believe it was in the 90s, or about that time. And Wellex, I don't remember exactly when Wellex represented Pappenmeyer here in the U.S., but basically that's what the Wellex name came from. They were representing the Pappenmeyer machines here in the U.S., and selling the machine under their name.
Okay.
So when you see the name Wellex in conjunction with a vertical high-intensity mixer, it's typically a Pappenmeyer machine.
Okay. Do you have certain products that are, I mean, obviously you've mentioned you have vertical mixers and horizontal mixers. Is it just the base or the end goal that determines whether you use a vertical or horizontal mixer?
It's usually from experience in the type of product or the type of mixing that's required. It's usually based upon energy, how much energy that you want to impart into the material to get to a certain mixed endpoint.
Okay.
The plastics industry, usually they like to put a lot of energy and sheer high-speed mixing to reach an endpoint. And this is done a lot in the plastics industry for making the PVC pipe, the window profiles, and the siding. Now, the Lodiga, the horizontal mixer, that's referred to as a medium-intensity mixer, or the vertical mixer as a high-intensity mixer.
Okay.
The plowshare mixer is a medium-intensity mixer. And it's basically the heart of our business, the core of our business, where the high intensity mixing is more of a sideline of our business.
Okay. Okay. Now, talk to me a little bit about some of the unique challenges that your customers face.
Yeah. Our customers all have unique products and processes. Just to give you an example, one of our installations is in a animal pharmaceutical facility.
Okay.
And the machine is in a clean room. So I believe it's a hormone type product. So when you go into the installation, it's totally enclosed and you have to gown up. If you remember seeing the movie Dr. No, in James Bond, he was all gowned up with a breathing apparatus.
Oh, the bubble uniforms.
Exactly. So when I would visit that facility, I had to gown up and put the breathing apparatus on. And that's a challenge when you're working in an environment like that. And, of course, those folks have to deal with the FDA and make it a completely sanitary type application. And of course, Lodiga, we can provide equipment, and we understand those types of challenges that our customers face. But everybody has, even though they're unique in their challenges, everybody has the same challenge where they're trying to keep their plants operational, and they're trying to make a uniform, consistent product. And that's where, by using a loading machine, they're able to do that. And basically by having us here in the U.S., we're able to help our customers here in North America keep their plants operational by, number one, supplying the replacement parts, whether for stock, whether for a plant maintenance shutdown, or for emergency situations. Again, we have our service technician here as well, and he can assist them to keep their plants operational. So that's a major challenge for all of our clients. And again, they want to make a uniform, consistent product from batch to batch or a continuous basis on a continuous mode. And by using a loading a plowshare mixer with the plowshare technology, they're able to ensure that material is mixed precisely. Mm-hmm. For instance, in the pharmaceutical industry, those customers of ours have to validate that they have a certain amount of a trace, an active ingredient, thoroughly uniform mixed within that pill. And with the Lodiga mixer, you're able to attain those high accuracies of mix. Okay. So those are the challenges our customers have, and that's how we have responded to our customers to meet those challenges. Another aspect would be customers also use outdated mixing equipment. Then we fill that role by going in and seeing what they're using, answering questions, maybe doing testing, and show them how we can improve the process. Okay. We've been very successful in doing that, saving companies money and energy costs and processing times, reducing their batch times, and just making a better mix material for them.
Sure. That's interesting. I assume, you know, when you're talking about the equality of substances within, say, each vitamin, for example, vitamin B, B12, you have all these, you know, I have B12 and I have this and this and so many percentages of, you know, various things. And that's part of the goal, is making sure that per pill, those percentages are the same, so that that's the consistency that you're referring to, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. The customers, the companies have to validate that they have so much of that active ingredient within each of those pills.
Okay. Interesting. Now, is that driven by the FDA?
Yes. The regulations of the FDA and other regulatory agencies.
Okay. Are there other agencies besides the FDA that your customers have to work with and I guess be in compliance with?
Yeah, there are, but a lot of that has to get to the actual equipment installation, such as, our machines here in the U.S. are designed to meet the ASME code for pressure vessels and for jacketed vessels. The big concern with our customers is to meet the explosion requirements and the necessary electrical requirements for motors and electrical equipment, because they're always concerned about possible explosions in their plants, and they have to make sure the equipment is designed properly to meet the proper electrical code and explosion code. And we at Lodiga, we can do that for our clients, provide assistance, or many times they'll go to a third-party engineering company to do that. But if they want our help, we'll be happy to assist them with that.
Sure. Well, and that's great that you've got the flexibility to cover from point A to point B, because I know you mentioned the clean room aspect, and in my past experience, you know, you have so many air exchanges depending on what chemicals you're dealing with, and the fact that, maintaining the temperature within the clean room, because you're a lot hotter in the suit than maybe someone else is in a separate enclosure just doing paperwork or that type of thing. So it gets to be a rather complicated issue. So tell me why Lodiga products and services are superior.
Well, the reason why our products are superior, as I mentioned before, Lodigo invented the plow mixer and the plowshare technology back in 49. The technical expertise within the organization is you know, I've worked for different companies, and far and beyond Lodigo far exceeds anybody else from a technical standpoint, experience standpoint. And also, Lodigo is a vertical integrated manufacturer.
Okay.
We have two manufacturing plants in Paderborn, one dedicated to stainless steel applications, one dedicated to mild steel. So there's no cross-contamination of materials if you're dealing with strictly a pharmaceutical application or food application. So we buy the raw steel, take the raw steel and form the drums, form the mixers, do all the welding in-house. We also have manufacturer specific equipment to manufacture our drums to keep the drums round, which is very important with manufacturing mixers and having a very efficient process. So Lodigo has spent money and care in building and having the equipment that's necessary to build a quality machine. Also, too, it's important to realize that the plowshare technology is basically the heart of our business. There's other companies in industry that have a full line of different types of mixing equipment or extrusion equipment or centrifuges in the plow mixer is kind of a sideline. Customers will come to them and they'll say, oh yeah, we can build a plow mixer, but it's not the heart of their business like it is ours.
Right.
Lodigo 2 is an ISO company, and we have two separate testing centers as well, one for applications in the food pharmaceutical industry, which is very important to separate that from the other processes, the chemical, and I don't want to refer to them as the dirty processes, but they're not as, the sanitary requirements are not as stringent.
Sure.
Lodigo's global organization is just phenomenal. It's like what happens in the U.S., the technology is transferred to Asia, transferred to Europe, and it's just if something is asked of me here, hey, has Lodigo ever performed this application? I can go to my colleagues in Germany, and they said, oh, sure, Jeff, that machine, we provided a machine in Malaysia to do that type of work. So it's just amazing to be able, at our fingertips, be able to access global information to help our customers and provide a solution for our customers that is proven technology.
Sure. And to have that knowledge base and that experience, you know, is unique.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Yeah. Lodigo is definitely the market leader. And, you know, being in building these machines since the late 40s, we have a tremendous customer base throughout the world.
Interesting. That's great. You know, one of the things that I hear a lot of times is, you know, being relationship oriented. And, you know, we have to be in business. Business is about people. It's bottom line. Can you give me an example or some examples of where you differentiate yourselves in that relationship arena?
Yeah, I mean, that relationship oriented is a good question. And I guess I'm dating myself a little bit that, you know, I remember back in the 70s and 80s that salespeople calling would have their schedule. They'd call once a month or once every quarter, and they'd bring their calendars in and buy the purchasing guide lunch and Christmas gifts, that type of thing. And that's how they sold. Now their product that they sold worked fine, worked well, but back then we didn't have the information access that we do today. So this was a sales-oriented relationship. And that's how products were sold. Now today with the internet, a purchasing agent can go on the internet and find different manufacturers of a similar type product. So that personal relationship of seeing somebody, especially now with COVID, you can, has gone by the wayside. So you still have this relationship-oriented sales involved, but it's different. It's developed by performance. Your product is performing well, and it's an economically priced product. I am a proponent of timely response. When I receive a phone call from somebody, I want to respond to them and get them as the information as quickly as possible. I think it's key in today's culture because, again, it's so easy for people to look elsewhere for products.
Right.
And also by being honest with customers. I've been in situations where customers would call me, existing customers, instead would say, "Hey, Jeff, I have this application to mix this very, very heavy paste material. And can you do that?" And I'll tell them, I'll be honest with them, and I'll say, "No, I would recommend going to this type of machine because it's beyond our scope. I mean, we can look at it for you, we can quote it to you, but I really would recommend you going to this type of machine." So you build trust with customers by performance, by timely response, and simply being honest with customers. I think that's so important. Even if it's not what you would hope for to promote your business, but when they do have an application that would fit well with you, they'll come back to you and they appreciate that.
Right.
So I think that's how relationship oriented sales has changed over time.
Yeah, the internet has definitely proven to be, you know, a plus in that there's, you know, you can ask anything and get an answer for it. But at the same time, as you said, sometimes it can allow a buyer to be, they're not going to be able to understand maybe the nuances of why they should or shouldn't move in a particular direction. And obviously that's where that personal relationship comes in and you can help them, you know, guide them more efficiently in that buying process.
Yeah, and that's what's helped us here, myself and my colleague, Greg. Greg is our parts manager and he's been involved with Lodiga technology, dealing back with in his Littleford days for many, many years. And he can help our customers as well when they come to him for parts information, either on a Lodiga machine or a Littleford machine. He has so much experience that he's up front with them and say, "Well, I recommend this part to help you get through this or to help you repair this." And, you know, this experience that we have built, we can pass it on to our customers to make things go much, much quicker, much easy, and to save them money.
Sure. Sure. And that, and just having that whole efficiency is huge in the process itself. Cause typically you end up having a better quality product. And ultimately for the consumer, that's, you know, that's what we want. We want, you know, the best product that we can obtain. Is there anything else that you'd like to add in regards to today's interview? Maybe something that we didn't touch on?
Not really, Deb. I think you've done a spectacular job in your questions. So I just appreciate this opportunity to be on TV here and to be a part of your program and to let people know about Lodiga. I mean, it's an exciting company, a global company. Here in the U.S., it's been great just to be a part of the team here. And again, we're growing and we look forward to continued success here in the U.S.
And if, you know, our listeners, viewers want to reach you, what would be the best way to do that?
Well, Deb, I'm old school. So I always like when I get a phone call and talk to somebody to begin that personal relationship with somebody. And
so what's your phone number?
The internet is great, but I always like to have the dialogue. But it's 859-594-5000. 3640. That's our office number here in Florence, Kentucky. Or back in the day, Florence, you all.
Yes, yes. I know that you have the big water tower that every time I drive through going, you know, and I see the Florence y'all, and I always laugh because it's like, oh, it's classic. It's a great landmark.
Yeah, it's funny that I'll meet some folks down in Georgia and Tennessee and the Carolinas, and I'll say, yeah, we have our office in Florence, Kentucky, and they'll say, oh, yeah, by the Florence y'all water tower, so...
It's unmistakable, something so simple.
Yes.
And then for those people that maybe aren't as comfortable with the telephone, share your email and your web address, please.
Yeah, our email address is lodige-pt.com. It's lodige-pt.com. And my email address is my name, jefffraabe, at lodige. lodige-pt.com. And yes, I'm happy to work with emails too.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. And I just want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. What you do is absolutely fascinating. And we appreciate your time. And of course, you know, to my viewers and listeners, if you've enjoyed the show, certainly subscribe to the Buckaroo TV channel on YouTube, or you can visit our website at gobuckaroo.com, where we have the video and the podcast. So if you need to consume some windshield time and you want to listen to the show, you can do it that way as well. So thank you so much, Jeff. I really appreciate your time today, and it's been great to visit with you.
Thanks again for your time.
Thank you for listening to the Buckaroo Marketing New Media Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about B2B marketing for manufacturing and related industries, please visit us at gobuckaroo.com.